Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, I'm taking a break from social media. This might be the single most untrue and unnecessary statement anyone has ever made. Because one, it's not true. Anybody who says, I'm taking a break from all the drama of social media, that is the person who is causing all of the drama on social media. And even if they tell you that they hate it, that's a lie too. They love it. They live for the drama because, number two, if you truly did want to end drama, you'd never say this statement in the first place. People who truly don't like drama don't talk about drama because that alone is drama. If you really wanted to leave, you'd just leave. Nobody ever declares, hey everybody, I'm gonna disappear and hide from the law. Well, the people that get caught might, but no halfway decent fugitive would ever say that. And you know what else these people do? They still check social media.
Hey, just logging on to let everybody know that I'm still taking a break from social media.
No, it does not work that way. Alcoholics don't meet you out for a cocktail to let you know that they still ain't drinking. You broke the seal, your streak is over, and furthermore, you never left. You probably just went camping for a couple days and didn't have cell phone access anyway. You want to leave? Fine, then just leave. We don't need to hear about it. And if you actually wanted to leave, that's what you'd be going for anyway. Okay, moving on, diary. You know me. I like rules, but good rules, actual rules that help keep people in line, prevent stupid people from having too much responsibility. That said, we have way too many useless rules, rules that don't really accomplish anything. And furthermore, we have people that actually make it their life's goal to uphold these useless rules. I was at the airport this past weekend, so I do what everybody does when they fly. Look like an idiot who has to take half the clothes off to go through security. Now, to be clear, these are rules I'm okay with. Am I mad that one shoe bomber has inconvenienced the rest of humanity for an eternity by having to take their shoes off at the airport? Yes. Yes, I am. At the same time, if that's what keeps me safe, so be it. If I gotta take my pants off, put my thumb up my butt, and sing Yankee Doodle Dandy to guarantee that no terrorists are on my plane, fine. I'm willing to make that sacrifice. At the same time, when I unload all of my belongings and I put them in three giant plastic bins, what I don't need is a TSA agent who says, sir, you need to put your keys and wallet and phone in a smaller white bin instead of that slightly larger gray bin. Oh, so the magical tiny white bin somehow helps get my wallet through security better than the somewhat larger gray bin? What are we doing here? Why are we wasting our time with this? And why does this person care at all? It's what I ask myself when I gotta deal with government employees who harp on paperwork all day.
Well, sir, this is Form 27B, and then you need to fill out the supplement Form 27C that has all the exact same information on it, but has a different label at the top.
Do you even like yourself when you go home at night? What do you do on the weekends? Measure the length of people's lawns to make sure they fit into the regulations of the homeowners associations? Actually, that's probably exactly what they do. Because they love useless rules. Here's a crazy idea. Try fun sometime. Because it's actually fun. And you never know. You could even like it once or twice. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.